Alrighty then. Science o'clock, everyone. So for all my banging on about bloody superionic ice and all that malarkey, right? Colin, very kindly, brought round some very dinky little...
They're shot glasses.
Yeah, little shot glasses.
The little plastic ones.
And some bloody powerful neodymium magnets. Mm-hmm. Really quite powerful, these. Well, we know the outcome of this because we've already done it in the kitchen once.
Just in case.
Exactly like we did when we tested the swabs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was going on about, the swabs have got more gallons, man. And we tested it and it was a load of old...
the ones that we saw anyway.
Truth is truth at the end of the day. So is water diamagnetic? And as per my quirky little video, the whole kind of black cube thing, superionic ice, is the moon? How does the moon affect our waves? I know we had a bit of a debate about that last week, and I don't know if either of us really drew a conclusion about it, but...
I don't know. But I think the moon attracts the water somehow, because when the moon's in the sky, the tide is high. I was a poet and I didn't know it.
Well, yeah, but to my mind...
So the moon isn't pushing the water away. It's pulling it towards it by the
right. So imagine this is the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push this down.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to the water around the edges?
It kind of,
it raises up.
Yeah.
So the tide is high.
Yeah.
But that's my theory, is that the water is being pushed down in the kind of middle of the ocean, and therefore it appears to rise around the edges. It's just a dumbass theory. I'm not saying I'm right, but that would kind of make some sense.
It kind of does almost make some kind of sense. Until Virgo logic kicks in and says, well, in that case, it should only happen once a day, but it doesn't.
Well, there's that too. So I don't bloody know either.
No idea. No idea. Southampton gets 4 high tides a day.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake, who the bloody hell's ringing at this time?
Not me.
Jesus, honestly. WTF, our hotline. Right, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Moment of truth.
Yeah, do it.
Right, okay, so let's take a vote. We're about to find out whether indeed water is diamagnetic. I'm going to hold this magnet up to this little cup that I've got floating on a bed of kind of polystyrene stuff in a basin of water. Let's take a vote. So one in the chat if you think water is diamagnetic, or F in the chat if you think it's a load of box. I'll wait. Ash reckons no response. I'll take that as an F.
Yeah.
You.
I would. Well, I mean, not you, obviously. I vote F.
Yeah, you vote F.
This is before we've actually... This is, yeah, when nothing's happened yet, has it?
One easy money saying yes. Truth is our reality. Yes. Ash thinks it's box. Christine Wales thinks it's box. So we're kind of half and half. Drugged up donkey thinks it's box. We got 2 yeses and 3 box. Any advances on box or yes before I do this?
I would give a box.
You'd give a box?
Mm-hmm.
Or even give an F?
Chappie says F. I couldn't give an F.
F5 from Chappie, right. So we got more people think this is box than not. Ash says no blowing. 100%.
You'd see the ripples on top.
Yeah, you would see the ripples on top.
Okay, just try it anyway. Just give it a quick blow just to see if... But you kind of don't see the ripples.
Kind of don't see that. Anyway, right, you will see either of our faces if we're blowing, right? So I'm going to move this...
Bearing in mind, matey, last time when he done it on the video, he had a magnet as big as a world.
He did.
It was fair huge.
It was a bit of a big one.
I haven't got those big ones.
No, but...
He's got 2 little diddy ones.
Yeah, but he then tried it out with little diddy ones and it still worked. Well, I know the outcome of this.
So do I.
And I'm, yeah, let's go there. So I have magnet in hand. Okay. Now I've got my youngest here, Tegan. I want you to watch not only this, I want you to watch Colin and me and make sure that neither of us are cheating, like blowing or anything like that. Okay, right, I'm going to move this mic out of the way. And feast your eyes.
Yeah.
So there's your answer.
Definitely happened.
Water is indeed diamagnetic. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very subtle energy. Again, these aren't very kindly, thanks to Colin for bringing these magnets around. I was talking about buying some. These aren't magnets the size of a planet.
Not quite.
So there you are, folks. So that, to me, is a fair explanation of if indeed my crazy theory about the moon being full of superionic ice would explain, at least in part, why when the sun shines on it, or whatever it is, the light source that it is, you know, if there's any flat earthers, whatever you believe, but as the moon is illuminated, it changes some kind of magnetic something or other, which causes it to have a repelling action upon our waves, on our seas. And as well, not that I'm about to try this experiment right now, but I could stab myself up and fill this with blood and it would have the same effect. It's diamagnetic.
Have you got a needle, a sewing needle?
What you got in mind, Colin?
Compass. Magnetise a needle so it points to the north.
Okay.
Or a nail. Have you got a bit of copper pipe?
I will have somewhere
about just bigger than that magnet. See the effect of magnets.
You want pipe. A bit of 22 mil. Yeah. I don't think I've got any to hand.
If I'd have thought, I'd have bought some rounds.
Yeah,
because the magnets, they don't free fall in copper. They really don't. I don't know what it is that stops them.
Yes, that's interesting. I'd like to see that myself.
Have you not seen
this? I've seen it. Right, I did wonder about that. Ash saying, Joss, please use distilled water in the shot glass next time to confirm. Now, that I do agree with that.
I was going to bring some of that round too, but I've got a 25-litre drum full.
We've got a load of freshly distilled water, actually. Joy had the thing running earlier.
Oh, do you want, I should go and top that?
I'll tell you what, you got a second one of these.
Yes, there is one somewhere. I don't know quite where it is.
In the kitchen.
Freshly distilled water.
Right, okay.
It looks way cleaner
than old. Probably is way cleaner. Yeah, this is straight out of the tap.
Probably is.
Yes, the water is brown today. Eh?
Right, this one, we have distilled water. So I'm going to plonk that.
You're awesome.
On the little boaty thingy.
It is make a compass.
It's a floating on the boaty.
Here we go. Distilled water now.
Yeah, that's
exactly the same effect.
If not more so.
If not more so. I wonder if that's because it's actually got more water in it. No, Tegan, leave it. Yeah, that is definitely shifting faster.
So maybe it is either the oxygen atoms or the hydrogen atoms are anti-magnetic.
That is quite mad, though.
We like this kind of science.
Yeah, so you're right. So it gives me hope that half of my bloody baloney woo-woo, I don't know, I might be...
Just capsized.
There it goes. Oh, well, never mind. It's not the end of the world. Oh, well.
It might be for that one. Yeah. Right, let's magnetise. What do you want? A nail? Let's go for the nail.
Are you putting that on this bed?
Try and make it. We'll make the pointy bit point north.
See, told you.
Black cube symbolism.
We know north is behind us.
Okay, which end did you magnetise?
The one
with the head.
I didn't actually magnetise the opposite one, but the one with the head is probably, yeah. That'd be the one that wants to point north.
Yeah.
So I self-magnetise. I magnetise a point south, obviously.
Oh, well, it's pointing towards the ice wall.
Whatever way that is.
Yeah. So, curious thing.
We actually worked something out. We did science.
We science.
Mind you, catch your fingers between whatever.